Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Already on this program, we've heard how big of an issue immigration is, and now we have more of a conversation that Edmundo Resendez had with immigration attorney Christian G.A. Zeller. Today, they discuss DACA and immigration enforcement.
DACA is on life support. DACA started out in 2012 by way of an executive order that President Obama signed at the time, and it allowed children who have been in the United States for 5+ years and who were brought here under the age of 16 to apply for employment authorization and remain here. They basically got what's called deferred action. That means we're not going to deport you today, we're going to defer your deportation, and while you wait here, you may work in the United States. President Trump asked the Congress to legislate on DACA, and the Congress did not, so the President canceled the executive order, effective last month, with a 6-month lifeline on it. So DACA's have anyone who is in DACA, at this point, they just wait out their time. Some of those folks have maybe 4 or 5 months left on their employment authorization, others have a year or two left on their employment authorizations. And the Congress has until March of 2018 to legislate on this. And if they don't, then it'll be back on the president's desk to either leave as is, which means there is no more DACA, or the president can certainly extend it.
Do you think there is hope that Congress will get something done? Is there talk in the Senate and the Congress to actually get something done by March?
There is talk in the Congress, but I see no action. I will point out to you, though, Edmundo, that the president said if the Congress does not act, that he will revisit DACA. So yes, I am hopeful. I don't see how anyone would banish the children who were brought here due to no fault of their own from the country, that they would now bear the brunt of the failure of us getting immigration reform.
Has there been a current enforcement of immigration, or is it just more visible? I mean, do you feel that immigration feels more emboldened due to the rhetoric that exists in the media and with politicians?
I think they are more emboldened. The law has not changed. Under the Obama years, 400,000 plus people were deported every year, and there was not much publicity about that. I think now you have more publicity, but you do not have more deportations at this point, at least not that I am aware of. However, the agencies have absolutely been emboldened, and I think it's a direct function of the negative rhetoric that we hear about immigration. And I'm not down on our Border Patrol agents or ICE agents.
They're doing their job.
Absolutely. They have a legitimate mandate to enforce the immigration laws of the United States. That's what they are here for. However, the actions have become more bold. It's become more harsh.
The local arts community has several activities and events planned for 2018, such as arts integration in our schools. Emily Guerra has more.
For over 20 years, the Doña Ana Arts Council and the Las Cruces Public Schools have been partners in education using a model from the Kennedy Center for the Arts. Executive Director for the Doña Ana Arts Council, Kathleen Albers, says they will use this model in their focus on integrating an art form into the school curriculum.
What we're talking about is really arts integration, where it becomes a method. So, for example, you might use dance to teach a physics lesson. You could use dance to talk about how the planets rotate around the sun. And you could actually get the children to get up and move their bodies and represent either Saturn or Earth or Venus. And then somebody could be in the middle representing the sun. That's a form of actually integrating an art form, which would be dance, into a core curriculum lesson.
The Doña Ana Arts Council will be partnering with local art galleries to present arts and culture at the Mercado, with community gatherings to support several more activities and events planned for 2018. The first monthly art exhibit and reception will be held this Saturday, January 13th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Mercado Plaza, 1740 Calle del Mercado, Mesilla, New Mexico. For more information, visit their website at daarts.org and on Facebook at Doña Ana Arts Council. The entire interview with Kathleen Albers can be heard on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and online at krwg.org. To listen to this conversation and others, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.